Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some Macs like to rap. Some Macs wear hats that are a snapback. But if you were Mac, you got to tell them, because the best Mac is Mac Weldon.
Oh, yeah, it's an ability. It's awesome abilities. Yeah, that's right. Oh, my co-real. You know it's not your order, yo. Oh, they eliminate all of your odor.
Yeah.
That's what they do. It's easier to shoulder. They're really cool underwear and tees. Tees, please, would you tease, please, for me? And
you know we said it before. The shipping out the product's going right to your door. If you don't like the first pair, you can keep it. No questions asked. You will have no regrets. Also, you'll look and feel great. Natural fibers, they work hard, hey? Yeah, they got that smart design. You're gonna wanna wear Mac Weldon like all of the time.
Yo, I know this is audio, but why not take a look?
Okay.
You can get 20% off with promo code OFFBOOK. Yo,
what?
Yo, this is right, and this is the song. Yo, go to MacWeldon.com. Not actually three dots, not
one dot.
One dot.
One dot.
One dot.
One dot. One dot. MacWeldon.com. 20% off your first purchase is the bomb. And if you want that discount, take a look. Just use the promo code OFFBOOK.
In a world
where sometimes movies are bad,
some movies will make you smash your face against the window because they make you so mad, 'cause they're bad.
Don't worry, someone's here. Three people to save the day. Three hilarious people to answer, how did this get made?
And you ask, who are these heroes? Who are the people to do this? There's Paul Scheer, June Diane Raphael, and Jason Mantzoukas. They're doing, how did this get made? How did this get made? There's a price, and the price must be paid. In the podcast, how did this get made? How did this get made?
Jason, Jude, and Paul, while they explain it all. But yes, this is the best. They also bring on a guest. We're talking Abby Jacobson,
Ilana Glazer,
Adam Scott, for all the Fast and Furious. What could be braver?
Adam Scott.
Scott Aukerman. Talking about Sharknado. Doing it with such bravado. We got Kumail Nanjiani. He done it too.
He done. All these people have done it to bring a podcast for you. They're asking, how did this get made? How did this get made? On Apple Podcasts or Stitcher, they're doing, how did this get made? Get made. And other places, wherever you listen. To how did this get made?
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Off Book.
The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Hello. Oh. Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast.
With Zach and Jess. That's Jess McKenna.
That's Zach Reno. That is Scott Passarella on the keys. Ooh. Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm good.
Yep. He's good, guys.
He's very far away.
I remember I had to shout louder halfway through me talking.
Yeah. When we listen to it back, we'll see if you could understand what he just said or not.
Yeah.
But if you can, write us what you think he said. I'll give you a hint. It's racist.
No. Oh, gosh, no.
It's not racist.
It's not.
Scott's a little angel human. Yeah. But it's not just Scott here.
We also have an amazing guest joining us. He's the host of Improv for Humans and the new punk rock musical Stolen Idea. Please welcome Matt Besser.
Hey, everybody.
You're right.
Oh, we haven't started.
You're in the cut. That's it.
Wow, I already did it.
Totally appropriate for this show.
Sitting down at a mic.
I do feel like there's a fair amount that happens in musicals that is just like characters narrating, like, here I am on my way.
Well, hello, did you get your mail today? The best musicals are just exposition of what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Think back on your favorite
shoe
tracks.
Leather, stepping one step at a time down the street.
Yep, perfect and wonderful. Matt, do you have a favorite musical?
This gets brought up a lot in my house because my wife loves musicals. I don't know. I Music Man for a long time.
It's a good one.
You know, as a kid. But when I saw Les Mis, that really opened up my eyes and ears. That's probably Les Mis.
Love Les Mis.
I love Hedwig, but I don't know if I love the whole thing.
Yeah, Hedwig has some great songs, though. But this is, so you are a big, big-time music fan.
Yeah, I'm here promoting a musical, so.
So there you go. He's got the music in him.
Yeah,
but
I didn't improvise my musical, though, I will point out.
We, a lot of times, if you listen to our podcast, you would say sometimes improvising is not the best way to make a musical.
Yeah, I would say it's like probably like not the best way. It is a way.
But I would say that most Broadway musicals
are not.
They're
improvised.
Written out.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
We don't understand
Even the
why.
Rap ones?
Even the rap ones.
They seem like they're just swinging it.
Do you take like a real interest in like cultivating the musical knowledge of your daughter? Like, have you thought about that? Like, what you play her and when?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, so what's she listening to?
We're on a brainwashing mission. Anytime she brings, like, one of those goddamn narrative, what's an example? Like, whatever, Peter Pan narrative CDs into the car, I just want to lose it. Because I need that time to brainwash her. But I found some, like, kind of, like, folk, like punky folk artists like Kimya Dawson. I don't know if you guys ever heard of her, but
yeah.
Like have a kind of our middle ground between kids and adults and get her on that.
And is there agreement between you and your wife about what kind of music, or do you have to be like, I'm ready to give this to her, but I got
to
quit.
Well, she's way into the Beatles, as all kids should start and
yes.
be into. I have, I feel like I maybe even showed you this video. Maybe
yep.
it wasn't. Did I show you the
yeah.
video?
Is this the video of your daughter singing
in Obladi Oblada
yeah,
at the
Very
farmer's
good.
Market.
And really holding court, I would say. Like, not just like a cute kid singing the Beatles, but like a performance.
Yeah.
She's like got like some rock persona.
Oh, yeah. She's leaning into the mic kind of Joe Cocker-ish. If that does anything for you folks.
I didn't realize like the Beatles and the Beach Boys weren't contemporary music till I was like 9 years old. Like I thought that was what was being written.
You thought you could go like see them on tour.
Yeah, I was like, great, great, great. And my mom tells a story of my friend and I singing Cecilia by Simon and Garfunkel as like 5-year-olds on the way to preschool just singing like, come back to my bed. But I think those are good.
Yeah, I did John Denver with my mom a lot, James Taylor.
Me too, James Taylor.
Don McLean's 2 songs.
You got to get in there. You got to frame those opinions.
You got to brainwash your kids so that they have good taste.
Because if you don't, they will find whatever music they want to listen to, and kids' taste is garbage.
Yeah, look at what's happening in these festivals these days with this EDM shit, and what's happening to the guitar? What happened to the guitar, folks?
We cut to we cut to an EDM festival.
Move out of my way. I'm looking for my daughter.
Damn it. Oh, man, you having fun here?
No, I'm not. I don't know why the music has to be this loud.
It has to be this loud because it's not about listening to the music.
It's about feeling the music, man.
It's about you are the music, and the music's you. Yeah, you're a person, but you're also the music, too. You are the music. Yeah, the music's you. You are a person, but you're also the music, too.
But I have lyrics. But I have words. All I hear is beats. Bunch of nerds. Whoa. Electronics. What happened to the wood? What happened to the instruments? Playing like you should.
Who needs an instrument when you can have a bow, 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 beep, doo.
But even that sounds like a chord.
You are the music.
And the music's you. You are a human, but you're also the music too. You are the music, and the music's you.
You're a person, but you're also the music too. I gotta feel that thumping bass.
I agree, but the music that I hear right now isn't me.
Let the music give you a hug. If you can't feel the music, then it's time to do a bunch of drugs. Here, give drugs. I gave these drugs to a little girl who was wandering by just to go, cause that's the electric world, yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I like drugs too.
Yeah.
But it's the kind, the organic kind that you smoke, not the little pills. They'll take you to another place where you don't care about the words. I'm talking about the words.
And the pills are you. Yeah, you're a human, but you're also the pills too.
What happened to the lyrics, the singers, the guitars?
You
are.
You
are.
You
not me.
You
are
the pills.
Music.
Pills. Music. Pills.
Words.
You hear what I'm saying, man?
I hear what you're saying. I was saying the same thing to my mom and dad, but at what point did you guys give over to the robots?
Yeah, yeah, man. I see what you're saying.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah,
what do I mean by that?
Well, listen, we started as little guppies, right? We were just like little guppies in the world. And then like one guppy was like, I got to get on the land. And then that little guppy became like a newt.
And then that newt was like, no, hey, why aren't there?
You just lost me there because a guppy doesn't turn into another animal. No,
just to stick with it because then the newt, right, it evolves, right?
And it becomes like an egg.
Like a chicken.
Yeah.
And an egg. The newt becomes an egg and the egg becomes a chicken. And then it's like,
oh, so you guys actually do think the egg came first.
Yeah, man.
No, the newt came first. And the guppy, it goes guppy newt, egg, chicken,
monkey, human, music, sound, robots.
We're all trying to get up to robots, man. It's just the next stage of the musical evolution.
Yeah, like, don't stop progress, dude, just because
you're
afraid.
So is auto-tuning progress to you? Is that evolution?
Yeah.
Is it what happened to being a skilled singer? Anyone can sing now.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyone, the great equalizer.
Yeah, like, oh my gosh, look. Oh my gosh.
It's him.
It's him. Zlen Zed.
Dancelet, I'm here to sing a song. I was when I got all of the music in me. The music
in
me.
Fucking cyborg.
Yeah, and he's amazing. He doesn't like have like human imperfections that keep him from feeling the music, man.
I can't even pronounce his name, but I think that's who my daughter was here to see. What is his name again?
Slensked.
Slensked.
What up, everybody?
Those emojis in within the letters of his name.
Yeah, Slensked, but the like Ed is it's like an eggplant, so it's like sick.
What up, EDJ? Electric Daisy Jamboree.
Is he rehearsing? What's he doing?
No, that's him like saying, what's up?
What up, EDJ, Electric Daisy Jamboree?
We love you, Slensked!
I'll be taking requests.
input request for first song.
Oh, can you request that my daughter find me? I've been looking for the last 3 hours.
Received request, find me my daughter from my first album.
That's actually a song.
Dope yeah, beats.
It's really good.
Find me my daughter. Find me down by the water. I'm looking in the mirror. I've got a suggestion. I'm looking for my daughter in my own reflection. I am my daughter. My daughter is me. I'm looking for a person to be my progeny. And everybody knows she's a lady. Baby, 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 lady,
baby,
lady,
lady, lady,
baby,
baby,
lady, baby.
Don't approve of what you're talking about. I'm looking for my daughter, looking for her for real. I should have said my name before you start giving out details.
Received song input, giving out details. This is my next song, giving out details.
It's really a song?
Yeah, it's so good. Oh my gosh, this one has like such a killer drop. You know the drop? Okay, this is building
is that
the drop.
The thing you wait for?
Yeah, you gotta wait for the drop. Wait for the drop.
It's your social security number. I'm giving it out without details. It's your address. I'm giving it out because I'm giving out details. It's your social security number. Give it out because I'm giving out details. It's your home phone number. Giving it out because I'm giving out details.
That was so loud. There's not going to be another drop in the song, is there?
Of course there's going to be a drop. This song is called Details, and the details are in the drop, man.
Oh, I don't know if I can handle the noise.
Too much sound. Too much sound in the streets. You're going to need a hearing aid after you hear the sound of the
speakers. I can't handle.
You can't hear, man, then you gotta leave.
Oh, maybe I should stop standing next to the speakers, but for real, there's so many stages and tents here and side stages, and I can't read the map because everything is, they don't even use letters anymore to say where things are.
No, just symbols. Like, I'm heading over to the Flirt stage.
Oh, you're going to the Flirt stage?
Yeah.
I was going to the bucket area.
The bucket area?
Yeah, you see that icon of a bucket?
Yeah,
you see
that I assume those were the porta potties.
No, do not make that mistake, bro.
Dude, you don't want a porta potty in the bucket area.
No, bro.
That's basically what a porta potty is.
Yeah, I mean, but
it's a big not bucket what a, with
but,
a door.
That's what a porta potty. You know, a porta potty is a bucket, but a bucket is not a porta potty.
Hi there, welcome to the bucket area.
Hi.
Hi. How can I help you?
Okay, I'm actually looking to take a piss, but there's no porta potties on the map. And what do you do in the bucket area?
Hey, I'm here to put a bucket on my head.
That's what you do in the bucket area. If you're looking for a porta potty, you gotta just find all the symbols of little glasses of lemonade all over the map.
But bro, I'm gonna be real.
That was lemonade.
Is this your first time at EDJ?
Yeah, I still have yet to understand what those letters are.
Electric Daisy Jamboree.
Oh. You gotta, should have focused.
If it's your first time at EDJ, you gotta put a bucket on your head.
I gotta peep it. I am curious. What is it? The echoes or something? No. Why do you do it?
Well, the bucket area. Well.
Oh.
Do you need time away from the pounding sound?
Yes, I do.
Well, you were lost, but in the bucket area you are found. When you put a bucket on your head, you only hear your own thoughts instead. We drown out the thumping bass. When you put a bucket on your head, you can only hear the thoughts in your head. The bucket is is your safe, quiet space.
Let me give it a try.
Yeah, what do you know? I'm in here alone. Can't see things I don't understand. Hey, what do you know? Those bass beats leave me alone. As long as I have the bucket on my head.
If the world gets a little too loud, just put a bucket on your head and drown the world out. Like if there's a war or politics is too much to take, just put a bucket on your head and a safe space you will make.
When you've got a bucket on your head, you only hear your own thoughts instead. When you've got a bucket on your head, we drown out the thumping bass.
And hey, the world is tough.
I finally hear my thoughts.
What do your thoughts say? What do your thoughts say?
What do your thoughts say?
They say, why not give things a try sometimes? Whoa. Sometimes they work out like a bucket head.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I was just a lady thinking EDM, well, maybe. But sometimes I gotta hear my thoughts. So a bucket I got, and
I can't hear a word she says, cause I have a bucket on my head. Thank God she wasn't knowing me. I'm so glad I have a bucket on my head. She was so annoying, so was that hippie dipshit with the other bucket.
Do I have?
Get to keep the bucket. Take it with you.
Yeah. I get to keep the bucket?
Hey man, what is ownership? Our bucket is your bucket and your bucket is ours.
Do you work here?
Nope.
No, he's just a fan. But okay. If you want to take that, yeah, actually you don't get to take a bucket.
Take
and a I'd bucket. Appreciate it, Carl.
Just take
if
a
you,
bucket.
Carl.
Everyone, buckets for everyone.
Carl, I'd appreciate if
the
you.
The buckets are free. Cause no one owns a bucket. You, cause what is ownership?
I heard the buckets are free. Is that true?
It's
guys,
free.
The buckets are actually not free. This is a sort of an art installation experience, but Carl,
yeah?
If you want to give away free buckets, you are welcome to do that, cause I don't own the idea of a bucket on your head.
Hey, thanks.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna do that. And hey, I hope you find your daughter or whatever you were saying that I was half paying attention to. But hey, man, take the bucket with you.
Okay.
Here, take this one. This is my personal bucket.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
It's a very special bucket.
I'm going
bucket.
To piss in it if you give me the bucket.
Hey, you
I'm
do
just
that,
telling
you
that
You do
that
whatever
right
you
now.
Want, but you're going to feel stupid when you piss in it and then put it on your head later.
Okay, there's other ways to be alone with your thoughts. Oh, here's the porta potties, finally. Maybe this guy will tell me where the...
Hey, welcome to the porta potties.
Okay, thanks. Oh, are you in charge here?
Yeah. I'm the Duke of the Porta Potties.
All right.
That's what he thinks. I am the Duke of the Porta Potties.
You've just annexed my Porta Potty territory, Brian.
Guys, are you role playing in front of the Porta Potties? Because I really
yes,
have to
yes, we are. We were here for a LARPing festival, but we came at the wrong time. And we figured, well, if I can't live action role play, I might as well find a way to do it here. So I'm the Duke of the Porta Potties. This Porta Potty is mine. And you are in my territory when you form a line. You're not the Duke of this potty. This potty belongs to me. It is my Porta Potty territory.
No, I am the Duke of these Porta Potties. Yes, you little chump.
What?
And you are in my territory when you gather in a clump. Yes, won't get insane. His thoughts, they are like the sublime. Wouldn't you rather be by a ruling Duke who hates the line?
Oh, no. I am the Duke of the Porta parties.
And I've got to piss.
Great. If you need a place to piss, I can give you this. But when you piss here, all that I ask is you give the Duke of the Porta Parties his dukely tax. Tax!
I'll tell you what I'll do this day, and it's up to me. Because I'm getting really mad and really angry. Because when I have to wait a really long time, it makes me not even want to even try to rhyme. Because I got to piss right now. Because I have to shit. If you two don't get out of my way, I will promise you I will do it.
In my territory, porta potty territory, I only like pee. So if you're about to do number two, then you will not be with me.
And in my territory, shit is all we do. So you can't pee here in my porta potty. You only can do number two.
So choose
one,
a two.
Choose 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 three.
Me, I am the mage of porta potties. Join me, yes, you can.
Where'd this guy come from?
He's the mage in our party. I'm a paladin. Brian is a warrior, and Clary is a mage.
Yeah, but you can come over here for number three.
I grab all three of them. I stuff them in one of the porta potties. Knock it over to where the door blocks.
Dad?
Honey, where have you been?
Dad, why'd you just cram three nerds in a porta potty?
Because they wouldn't let me piss and I was losing patience.
Dad, I knew you'd never understand EDJ because you don't understand me.
I finally found out what it means. Electric Daisy Jamboree?
Electric Daisy Jamboree.
That's what I just said.
I know, it's the same as my initials. Eliza Denise Jacobson.
Eliza, are you coming with us to the Pine Tree Experience?
You still hang out with Samantha?
Oh. Hi, Mr. Jacobson.
Dad, don't make me choose. No one make me choose. That's not what EDJ is about. Neither the festival nor the girl.
That's right.
How come you ran off from me as soon as I pulled the car into the parking lot? That really scared me.
How come she ran off from him?
Will she run off again?
What is a bucket area and are the buckets free?
What's a Pine Tree Experience?
Find out when we return to Electric Daisy Jamboree,
the musical!
Hey, Zach, are you enjoying the comedic stylings of Matt Besser in the episode we're doing right now?
I'm enjoying it thoroughly.
Well, would you like to hear...
And viscerally.
Would you like to hear, like, more of that and also musical?
Yeah, I'd like it. But can I tell you something?
Yeah.
All the music that we're doing is kind of, like, being made up on the spot, and I'm really hankering for some music that's maybe, like, thought out at all beforehand.
Oh, yeah. You know, like, talent?
Yeah. Talent.
Well, guess what? I got good news for you.
Cool.
Matt Besser teamed up with Bobby Matthews, and they wrote a comedy punk rock musical called Stolen Idea.
Stolen Idea?
Yeah, it like covers the idea of like stealing intellectual property in both the music and comedy world. So it's putting music and comedy together, which we know we love and our listeners love.
And also has happened to us when we wrote Les Mis.
Yeah, guys.
And then someone else stole it from us.
We wrote a hilarious version of Les Mis and someone stole it.
Ugh.
Ugh. The story follows a stand-up comedian and a rock musician who are both approaching 40, which is the new 20, which is a line from Stolen Idea, and they feel like their time to make it is running out. I mean, I know I feel like that. Tick, tick, tock.
I don't. I'm going to live forever.
I know, and it's
I'm
such
gonna
a bummer.
I'm going to learn how to fly. That's another musical that was stolen from us. Fame. We wrote it.
It was hilarious when we wrote it.
It was very silly.
Yeah. Oh, guys. This musical was produced and mixed by Earwolf's very own Brett Morris. Brett Morris, the incredible engineer who engineers Off Book. He's doing this right now.
Makes us sound so much better than we are. He changes our voices in post to be angel voices. I normally sound like a frog thrown at a window.
I normally sound like a rock in a rock tumbler. And yet he takes those two things and makes them sound Okay.
Ooh, like this. I am he that is called Echoplex. The hero, Echoplex. Bow to me and do my bidding, and my bidding is that you listen to Stolen Idea on Stitcher Premium.
Oh, it's gone.
I'm normal now.
Wow, look at his amazing skill. He brought out your inner spirit, Echoplex, and he does incredible sound engineering on the talents of Scott Aukerman, Paul Russ, James Adomian, John Gemberling, Virginia Matthews, Harris Whittles, Mike Cassidy, Mike Still, and Daniel Schneider.
Guys, they're great. Gotta listen to it. Stolen Idea on Stitcher Premium, and you get 1 month of Stitcher Premium free when you go to stitcherpremium.com/stolen and enter the promo code OffBook.
So go to stitcherpremium.com/stolen, use OffBook as the promo code, and listen to a punk rock comedy musical. Why wouldn't you want to
bow to the will of Echoplex?
And me, Echoplex Jr.
Yes, hi, Dad. This is my son. We are evil.
Welcome back. When we last left the amazing electric
Daisy Jamboree.
That's right.
Electric Daisy Jamboree.
Mr. Jacobson was looking for his daughter, Eliza Denise Jacobson, after putting a bucket on his head. And now, will they experience the pine experience with Samantha, who's apparently no good? Let's find out.
You're going to this pine what is that?
It's a pine experience, Mr. Jacobson. And to be totally honest,
is that a band?
I don't know, because it's a new tent, and I haven't been there yet, but I want to see it. So if you're coming, Eliza, come now, because I'm going.
Okay.
Samantha.
Just a second here.
Please give me 1 second. I'll buy you a frozen lemonade.
I don't mind this pine experience, even though I don't know what it is. But that DJ that you came, the headliner, DJ Robot Skizzle Dizzle, whatever his name is.
Slensked.
Slensked. I met him earlier.
You Slensked?
Why, yes. I even asked him where you were. I don't know why. And then he started singing some early hits of his.
Oh, did you?
Did he play Where's My Daughter?
Yes.
And then what else?
Did he play the song about Details?
Oh, wow.
Those are
third many drops.
And fourth most popular songs.
Well, I don't care, kids. I'm worried about, I hear there's a lot of drug overdoses, ecstasy overdoses, Molly overdoses at his sets. And I don't want you to be there. We can go home after the pine experience.
Dad, I gotta see Slensked. It's why I'm here. And I'm not gonna overdose on ecstasy. I'm just here for the music. The music is me and I'm the music. The music is pills. Yeah. I'm the pills.
I'm not gonna do ecstasy or Molly enough to overdose. I'm just gonna do like a normal amount.
Samantha, you're doing them both? Aren't they the same thing?
What?
Don't admit to doing drugs in front of my dad.
It's not my dad.
Oh, here's the pine experience.
Hello, welcome to the pine experience.
Okay, we don't know what it is. Can you tell us what it is before I go inside?
Absolutely. First, some background on the pine experience. Now, as you may know, there was accidentally scheduled a LARPing event at this exact same location at the same time. So actually, all of the pine trees here are from a challenge within the live-action role-playing convention where you had to find a treasure hidden within the woods.
Which festival are you a part of?
I was at the LARPing festival, but I'd already set up all the trees.
Shouldn't it be called the treasure hunt experience? No, not the pine experience? Well, if you're looking for a treasure?
No, for you see, you don't look for the treasure. You hide the treasure as a pine tree. You are a pine tree, and you experience what it is like to hide treasure.
Wait, so I'm going to live-action roleplay as a pine tree among pine trees and do the totally normal activity of pine trees hiding treasure?
It's roleplay. You can be whatever you want. Everyone's always a knight or a wizard or an elf, but think of all the other things that there are to be.
All right, kids, let's just get away from this. It's a role-playing thing where you have to be a pine tree.
Where you go? And come back.
Yes,
why
Dad.
Will no one experience
why
the pine
is that
tree
guy following us?
Excuse me. Excuse
he
me.
He is chasing us down because no one will go into this pine tree experience.
Dad,
hey, buddy. We don't buy the pine trees hiding treasure thing you got going.
It doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, and I feel like there's an easier way to explain it. Like, you can open up your mind. Walk among the pine, experience imagination beyond measure. You can either search for or hide a treasure. That's it.
Got it. You're you're right, we'll change it. And all the while, you can be a pine tree. You can be a pine tree. What you're saying to me is you can be a pine tree.
Sure, yeah.
But pine trees stand still. You might as well be a hill. You might as well be a rock or a dirty sock. But I'd rather be a knight. I'd rather be a wizard. I'd rather be a... I don't know. I'd rather be a lizard.
Yes.
Dad, you can do that if you want. Do you want to go try to be like a lizard wizard amongst these pine trees?
It sounded like he was pressuring us just to be pine trees, though.
I mean, what if...
I mean...
Maybe I'll be a pine tree. I'll spend time with my dad while he's a wizard, I think.
Yes, that would be really cool if you open your heart to me. If you were a pine tree, I'd like it if you were also a pine tree.
Okay,
and
so
we can all be
he's
pine trees.
He's trying to pressure me to be a pine
Everyone
tree.
Everyone is a pine tree.
I just want to be humanity.
Oh, yes, you could be a human. A human brave and strong.
Great.
And that human has some barky skin and he's 20 feet long. But
you're making me
pee.
That's a feeling I have felt. That feeling has been mine. That's the way you make me feel when you say there's just one way for me to be your daughter. And the choices that I make, I'm like, I gotta be a pine tree.
Thank you, someone.
What?
Finally.
Dad, you make me feel like I can only be one thing, like
to be a pine tree. You can be many different things. For example, you could be two pine trees, or maybe three pine trees.
He clearly wants you to be a forest. That's too many trees. You can't take that responsibility.
Okay, he wants us to be a pine tree, or one, or tree, or four. But I think it's kind of like a metaphor. When I say it back to you, Dad, it's like a pine tree isn't so bad, except as long as that tree wants to be a tree and has its own autonomy. That's the kind of tree I'd like
to
be
like me.
I've left my tent unattended for too long.
Do you see what you're doing here? You're just rejecting me, honey.
No, Dad.
You know that I was into guitar music and lyrics with words and rhyming schemes. And I was into Lord of the Rings. And so when you do fantasy, you want to be a tree in Lord of the Rings. It's just like you're just doing everything the opposite of me.
But, Dad, that's not a rejection of you. It's just me, like, figuring out my own thing. I mean, maybe I'll circle back to music with guitars, and Lord of the Rings is great because it does have giant trees in it.
It does, I will admit that, but they're not a big part of the story.
Is someone talking about Ents?
Yeah, are you one of those nerds from the porta potty?
Why does everyone... No, we don't all look the same. Oh, there's a lot of us who came for the LARPing convention and we're very confused about what's going on.
Yeah, me too.
Hey,
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, you interrupted a father-daughter moment. Was it for no reason?
Oh, yeah. I thought we were going to talk about Ents.
The first time there's been bass music in my ear the whole time.
I thought we were going to talk about Ents. Are you not talking about Ents?
Are you just running around hoping you overhear people say Ents?
So far, this is the first time it's happened.
He's talking about the trees and Lord of the Rings. No, I was making a point. They're not a big part of the plot, and I'm trying to say
How
you don't...
dare you? Not a big part of the plot? The Forest Lord Tom Bombadil and the Walking Trees? Not a big part of the plot? Just because he was cut out of the movies? You're making me feel...
Wait a second. Tom Bombadil was cut out of the movies, but the Ents weren't.
No, but the plot significance would have been more with Tom Bomb.
Why is this happening?
You know what?
No, go ahead.
Nerd rage. Nerd rage.
He's growing.
Yeah, what?
I'm letting it out of a cage. You make me feel nerd rage.
What the fuck? He's getting taller.
Raw nerd rage. Raw nerd rage. I took some experimental drugs and now I feel nerd rage.
I told you, it's in the Molly, it's in the ecstasy.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I should have let you say what you wanted to say. You can talk about ants and stuff today, but if you've taken some Molly and mixed it with something else powder,
I did.
I'm getting kind of worried about your growing sense of power.
Nerd rage.
I'm pretty scared of his
nerd rage.
I think we should run from this nerd rage.
Nerd rage. Nerd rage.
Attention, carnival guests.
Nerd rage.
There is a large raging
nerd rage
in the premises. Please be careful and get to a safe space.
We gotta get out of here.
Dad, here, I have an idea. I bet we can hide among the pine. They're the only thing that is taller than this nerd.
Welcome to the Pine Tree Experience.
All right, I'm sorry what
like
I said earlier. Yes, we want to be
Pine
Tree Experience. No, we have it.
Oh, excellent. Come on in.
Here, this way, Dad.
Running and hiding and running and hiding and look at my feet
and
look at my feet
and running and hiding and running and hiding
and running and hiding and running and hiding and running and running and hiding and running and hiding and running and
running and
hiding
and running and
smashing and smashing and smashing and smashing and
smashing and smashing and smashing and smashing
and smashing and smashing and smashing and smashing and smashing and smashing and smashing and
smashing
and smashing and smashing and
smashing and smashing and smashing and smashing and smashing and smashing and smashing and smashing and smashing and smashing and smashing and smashing and smashing and smashing and smashing and smashing and smashing
and smashing and smashing and smashing and smashing. Guess we did. Is that an EDM thing?
Yeah, you and me, we were running and hiding and running and hiding, and then we got far enough away into the pines where we couldn't hear the chaos anymore, so it was like you and me just sort of ran into our own drop. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, but have you also noticed it's gotten colder dramatically?
Yeah, but Dad, be honest, like, it's pretty cool to feel a drop, right? Like, the music is, like, in your body.
Yeah, I did feel that, but even more... Is it snowing?
Huh, yeah, what? It is snowing.
Welcome.
Where's the...
Welcome to the Icefall Experience.
What?
Hey, I feel we've gotten way out of the map of the festival, and I gotta get back to the parking lot with my daughter.
Oh, sure, this is not part of the festival.
What is this?
I don't like this.
This is Icefall.
Icefall?
Mm-hmm.
What's Icefall?
Okay, well, you know, like, Narnia?
Yeah.
You know how you get obviously. To Narnia by going like through a cupboard?
Mm-hmm.
You get to Icefall by being
a
father in a
closet.
It's a cupboard? It's a wardrobe.
Yeah, it was a wardrobe.
It's like
not
a cupboard.
Cupboard's where you put food. Cups.
Or clothes, a clothes cupboard.
Yeah, if you had
said
that. It was a wardrobe is like a big
Wait,
closet.
I just noticed that you're a centaur.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, look, it's a centaur.
Horse on the bottom, man up top.
He's clip, just clip, dressed clip, up clop, clop, for clop. The... That's one of these ecstasy costumes, right?
I don't think so, Dad.
Nope.
Yeah, just jerk on the tail.
No. Nope.
Hey!
Horse
oh,
on the bottom, man
me.
On top. Clip, 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 clop, clip. Clop, clop. I'm a centaur. Welcome to Icefall.
Okay.
Anyway, you know Narnia?
Yeah, where you get to it through a wardrobe.
Yeah, seems you
get
like you to, know better than you do.
Yeah, you get to Icefall... Well, okay, you get to Icefall by being a daughter and father who have some stuff they need to work out and running through the forest. That's the only way you got here. People don't come that often, but now that you're here...
It's only father-daughters here?
Uh-huh. It's dads and daughters, daughters and dads, who got some stuff to work out, some emotions tangled and bad. It's dads and daughters, daughters and more. By more, I mean dads. And also there's a centaur, which are horses and people.
Yeah, we know that.
People and horse. People on the top half. The bottom is a horse, of course.
Of
along
course.
With dads and daughters.
I know this is kind of weird, but hey, I have some stuff to work out with you.
Yeah, I am a daughter, and you are a dad.
That's true.
And we have some feelings getting tangled and bad. And he is a human, and also a horse.
You
work it out with you, of course.
Of course, but maybe we should stop talking about him. We got some stuff to work out and it's starting to look pretty grim. And I don't mean like a fable that would have a centaur. 'Cause I'd like to get off that topic, stay where we are,
talking about dads and daughters.
That's what I like to talk
about. Daughters and dads.
I'll just get out of here and leave you two to have a conversation that's rad about dads and daughters. I'll just let you go while you have that conversation. I'll be frolicking around in the snow.
Whee! Wow.
I wish he would frolic a little farther. And when I say farther, I don't mean father, 'cause that's what I am and what I wanna be. Anytime I'm with you or you're with me.
I'm your daughter. I'm sorry if I've been bad, pushing you away, my one and only dad. I would do this with you. Figure it out, you know. You and I can get back on the same page and then frolic in the snow.
It's fun! Dads and daughters!
Hey, buddy! Try to
back.
Move away.
Okay, bye.
We were just breaking the ice.
Oh, I thought you were done. I'm sorry. I'll go away again.
I think it's gonna be, you know, kind of a process. A bit of a road.
I hear what you're saying. Just wanna make the right choice.
Dad, the fact that you're doing that for me is the first step of us understanding our dad-daughter humanity.
Hey, buddy, seriously, we're not done with our moment.
Hi, I'm back.
Okay, please.
You're frolicking much too close.
I was thinking by myself as I was frolicking around in the snow. Ugh, what good is frolicking if you gotta frolic all alone?
It's okay, just give us a moment.
Okay, bye.
You won't even let me finish my thought.
Oh man, yeah, I don't know about centaurs. Ugh.
Centaurs.
Oh, hey,
guitars.
That's
daughters. Lyrics. I don't know, maybe I'm just holding on to things from the past and old sensibilities.
Yeah, well, here, listen. Maybe we can let centaurs go and but hold on to lyrics. And we can forget some things but hold on to others.
As they reach that understanding, the snow around them starts to melt. They find themselves back.
Oh, there's
in the pine
that tent.
Tree experience.
Okay, now I see the exit.
Why
finally.
Are you crying?
You just left me alone. Are you kidding me, Eliza?
Oh, Samantha, I'm sorry. Like, me and my dad had to, like, travel to a magical realm and remember how to, like, see each other.
Oh, great. Well, that's exactly the kind of experience that I wanted to have when I was here, but I didn't.
Well, you didn't bring your dad.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Samantha. Since we did seem to have a breakthrough, I'll let you stay the rest of the concert and see the robot DJ, whatever
dad,
his name is.
You gotta come with us.
Oh, believe me, I am. I'm still worried about the drugs.
Oh, good. Thanks. Hey, I know that sometimes I push against your boundaries, but honestly, the fact that they're there makes me feel safe.
Oh, thanks.
Did you always have wings?
Oh, no. Samantha, you are out of your dang mind.
Your wings are so pretty.
Samantha.
Look at your eyes.
Samantha, you're about to get smashed by that nerd.
Nerd brain.
Oh, I thought we had lost you.
Dad, what do we do?
We see the nerd giant picks up Samantha and starts taking her towards the final concert of the night. I guess he's heading towards the main stage. We'll just follow him.
All right, let's go. Everyone, welcome to the stage. The hero you don't deserve, Slinsked.
Oh, there he is.
Hello, everybody. I'm Slinsked. Are you ready to get electric?
Dad. Listen, I know you hate Slinsked.
I do.
But he takes requests, and he has this song. This amazing song that is guaranteed to calm that nerd. It's this perfect, perfect single.
received no more rage. Hey, you big old angry nerd, do you feel like you're stuck in a cage? Well, you gotta let go of that feeling of nerd rage. I will tell you, everyone's a nerd, there is no doubt. There's all kind of things except for rage that you can nerd out about. You can be a nerd for science or a nerd for love. You can be a nerd for animals, turtles, and moose and dove. You can be a nerd for anything of any age. If you're a nerd, just let go of your rage and turn.
It's working. Hey, it's working. I can't believe it's working.
I feel so much rage, but I don't know what the rage is about. I was just so angry, had so much rage. I feel better now that I let it out.
He's drinking. Shrinking.
Tiny girl, I'm sorry I picked you up. I guess you're not so tiny now that I've shrunk back to normal size.
He's still shrinking though. He's even shorter than he was before.
I think you're better.
Oh no.
Off.
We gotta bring the music back in.
In
he's shrinking out of existence.
Bring him back.
No!
Can't apologize for nerds and their horrible rage.
No apologies.
If we learned one thing from Gamergate is that we cannot tolerate that kind of behavior on the internet or otherwise.
Wait, but Slinskin, you just killed that guy.
Sometimes you have to draw a line in the sand.
Dad.
He's not dead, he's just very, very small.
Are you sure?
Robots, you've forgotten the first rule of robot. Do not harm humans.
I did not harm the human. He is just very small.
That's harming him. Dad, I can't believe I ever liked this robot. You're
right. See?
I am music. I am the future of music.
No.
I will shrink humanity down to be very small.
The robot now is growing. Oh, he's transforming.
Dad.
The DJ equipment is becoming part of his body.
Dad, there's only one thing we can do. They're back here backstage. They're really dusty. But you and me
gotta
shred on these guitars.
You will never make me gone. I am a Decepticon. What is that? What is that?
We know how to make you gone. The one way we can make you gone. The power of the shred of the father-daughter song.
Father-daughter rock. Father-daughter rock. Father-daughter rock. Father-daughter rock.
Wait, who will see what? Okay, moving.
Metaphorical
back.
Rock cock.
Cock is part of rock.
That's true. That's true.
Too. The riffs are too sick. There's too much musicianship in this music.
He can't handle the real sexuality of rock and roll.
Too much actual talent. Slinskin.
Daughters and dads.
Saving the day with
everything they had.
Watching your two's relationship has made something so clear. I came to this festival without my dad, but I wish he was here. 'Cause
Samantha,
whoa,
I've been
Frank.
Hey, hey, good to see you. Sorry.
Daddy!
I came as fast as I can. With luck, it showed me where to find you. After I spent some time with a bucket on my head, I knew just what the thing to do.
Hey, Dad, there's a place I'd really like to go.
They're taking our father-daughter moment.
Can you and me go frolic in the snow? Come with me to the snow, and we can frolic around, and leave this father-daughter moment to these other people here in the town. Let's go!
Dad, let them frolic in the snow. Here's the truth I know. When I had the bucket on my head, I decided me and my dad were born to shred.
Shredding family.
Till I'm dead.
My dad is me.
Born to shred.
I am my dad.
Born to shred.
Giving this guitar everything I had. You are the music.
That's my girl.
The music is you.
Daisy Jamboree fun right after this.
Bye for now.
Hi, everyone. It's Paul F. Tompkins. And if you love this show, then you might just love my show, Spontaneanation. You can find it on Earwolf, Apple, or Stitcher.
Welcome back.
Matt, thank you so much for coming on the show.
I had a lot of fun, guys.
So did we.
We had a lot of fun. And also, very, very moving, father-daughter stuff. Makes me want to call my dad.
I think the message checked out on this one.
Yeah, I started to tear up in that one.
I want to call my dad. I'm not even a daughter.
It's okay. We said daughters and more, but then it ended up being more daughters.
Daughters only.
We're going to close out with a little segment called
New Phone Who Dis?
Will you please read us a text message recently received or sent?
Okay. And we're going to turn that into a rap song.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Beer pong. It's grown-up frat party with kids. I'm in hell.
Great.
Yo, I thought I got out of college, just what I got. I thought I went to college and got a bit of knowledge, but I guess I was wrong. I'm a grown-up adult, still surrounded by the things that I filled me with all that guilt back in college. Yeah, in my frat days, covered with kids now in such malaise. And yet, yes, I guess that I was wrong. At this kid's birthday party, we're playing beer pong. I don't know what this is or what is up. I can't believe that five-year-old is playing flip cup.
Yo, I'm at a birthday party with a small child, but this party is spicy, it is not mild. There's a stripper over there on a pole, but there's kids around, so I'm like, oh no, what is this adult entertainment with these children? Someone needs to go and just chill them. This party is getting too hot. A little children's party, this is not. It's a kid party with adult stuff.
A kid party with adult stuff.
Kid party with adult stuff. It's getting too adult and too rough. Kid party with adult stuff.
Kid party.
Party with kids stuff. No, that is not enough. It's a kid party with grown-up stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, are we playing Kings? That is the thing. Yo, that is the thing. Are we seriously playing? Never have I ever. This isn't the thing adults, kids, and do together. I thought we would have a princess in a dress. Instead, we're taking shots. We're taking shots, I guess. And what about in this grab bag? In this grab bag, is this what you're grabbing? It's a to tiny girls and boys. Where are the candies and toys?
Yo, the adult stuff, it doesn't stop. It's not just adult stuff. Wait for the drop. It's like, over there, there's a kid doing taxes. And that kid, he just will not relaxes. Over there, there's a kid filing for divorce. Without a little horse to ride on, there should have been a pony for these kids. There's no pony here. The pony is somewhere else. Somewhere else. There's a kid decorating a shelf with, appointing it with expensive taste. On this child, this art is a waste. He doesn't even understand it's why it's important. He got this art, but where did he score it? A kid party with adult stuff. A kid party with adult stuff. Kid party with adult stuff.
Also, what are the house rules on beer pong? Can I go on fire? That little kid said I was cheating, but that little kid is a liar. And what about behind the back? Do we get to do Simon Birch? That's what we used to call it when I was young and up on a perch. If you count that ball winning on a bounce back, you get to do a second attack tack. Seriously, what are the house rules here? No one's explained them and it is not clear.
All these kids be cheating at beer pong. All these kids, they're cheating at beer pong. What are the rules? Are they doing it wrong? All of these kids, they're cheating at beer pong.
Kids should not be with adults sometimes.
Kids should not be with adults sometimes. And that's it.
Oh my gosh. Give it up for Scott Passarella on the keys, doing incredible work today as always. Give it up for yourselves for listening. Give it up for everyone here who is helping this podcast happen.
Something that we should have always done and have never done. Thank you, engineer Brett, for engineering it.
He's doing it right. Everybody will be dancing when he's doing it right.
Apart for listening to Improv for Humans, which everyone should do, where else can the people find you?
Hey, man, speaking of Brett, Brett produced a project called Stolen Idea, mentioned at the top of this podcast. It can be found at Stitcher Premium / Stolen Idea, I believe, or is it just / Stolen?
/ Stolen.
Just / Stolen. Go there right now. Go to that landing page right now.
Right.
I believe with a code improv, or maybe even off book or something, you can probably get a month free right there, Brett.
I bet we can work that out.
I bet that's a thing
I
that
bet
exists.
That's a thing now.
Yeah.
Humans, you got to watch the, you got to listen to that. Don't watch it because there's nothing there.
Don't
but
watch
it's
it.
Audio.
Listen
it's
to
a
it.
Musical, and it's about stolen ideas in comedy and music. People who steal bits and songs.
We've never done that. All of our things are based on things we've made up, like the Chronicles
centaurs.
Of Narnia,
yeah,
and centaurs.
Trees and electronic music.
Yep, all stuff originally from our brains.
But you changed it a little. You made them come go into a cupboard for instead of
a cupboard for food.
Wardrobe.
Oh my goodness! Yes, please check out that amazing punk rock musical, guys.
As always, it's
right there. If you're listening to this, you're gonna love that. That's just simple math.
As always, thank you so much for finding Off Book and writing reviews and subscribing. Those things help us so much. Keep doing it. # Spice Facts. # whatever hashtags you like. # thanks Scott for all you do. That's too long of a hashtag.
Keep it.
Thanks
Scott for all you do. We'll see you next time. Listen to you next time. Nope, we'll hear you next.
We'll
I'm
be
losing
watching
my,
you
I
next time.
I am a robot.
We'll be wa-
I am.
Power down, Jessica.
Meow.
Jessica's gone forever now, so this is Off Book with just Zach and no robots saying goodbye.
Thanks, Zach, for helping us go on that journey through a music festival. And thanks, Scott, and thanks, Brett, and thanks, Matt. But also, I want to thank
Mack Weldon. I want to thank you because, guys, I am, for some reason, not wearing Mack Weldon today. And before we started, I had to straight up get out of the studio and go adjust some junk in the hallway. That doesn't happen when I'm wearing Mack Weldon.
No, they like make you feel, I assume, more comfortable and supported.
You would assume correctly.
Because that's the first time I've ever seen you exit into the hallway to adjust your underpants.
There are just some things that you don't want to do in full of a room of people that you admire.
I think it was a good move. And I think it's a good move to keep using Mack Weldon because they obviously are doing something right.
Yeah. So, hey, thanks, Mack Weldon, for continuing to sponsor us and to let me not have to go out of the room.
Keep Zach in the room.
Keep me in the room, guys.
Wear Mack Weldon.
Wear Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com, get 20% off your purchase by using the promo code
OffBook.
And
you can see me and Matt Besser doing Improv for Humans at the Chicago Podcast Festival October 6th in Chicago. Can you believe it? We're going to be performing with Matt, me, and John Gaber. So guys, get tickets. There's two shows and they still have tickets left. So check it out. Go find Chicago Podcast Festival.
Do it.
Do it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, I'm Alexander Graham Bell. I stole the idea for the telephone. Hey, people steal ideas all the time, everywhere, even in the worlds of music and comedy. Stolen Idea is a punk rock musical set in these two worlds where theft can make or break a career. They're written by Matt Besser and Bobby Matthews. Produced by Brett Morris. Starring Matt Besser, Bobby Matthews, Virginia Matthews, John Gimberling, Mike Cassidy, Paul Rust, Scott Ackerman, Harris Whittles, Mike Still, Danielle Snyder, and James Adomian. Stolen Idea is only available on Stitcher Premium. Go to stitcherpremium.com/stolen.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Ackerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.